I hear the buzzer go off. Time is out, though the outcome of the contest is still very much in doubt. The arena is so hushed that I can actually hear the ball hit the rim. Swag grabs my leg. Mr. Marvel A-List swings a muscled tricep across my chest as he spreads his arms in anticipation. The ball hits the rim once, twice, then a third time, as though this inanimate object is teasing the crowd before deciding for itself who lives and who dies. I still watch Big T. When the ball rolls all the way off the rim and then drops toward the ground, a definite miss, the Blue Devil section in the arena explodes. In my periphery, I see everyone on the South State bench deflate. I don't care for the word crestfallen. It's an odd word, but here it is apropos. They deflate and appear crestfallen. Several collapse in devastation and tears as the reality of the loss sinks in. But not Big T. Marvel A-Lister drops his handsome face into his hands. Swag Daddy throws his arms around me. "We won, Win!" Swag shouts. Then, thinking better of it, "Or should I say, we win, Win!" I frown at him. My frown tells him I expect better. "Yeah, you're right," Swag says. I barely hear him. The roar is beyond deafening. He leans in closer. "My party is going to be lit!" He runs out and joins the celebration. En masse, the crowd charges the court with him, exuberant, rejoicing. They swallow Swag from my view. Several slap me on the back as they pass. They encourage me to join, but I do not. I look again for Teddy Lyons, but he is gone. Not for long, though. 2 hours later, I see Teddy Lyons again. He is strutting toward me. Here is my dilemma. I am going to put a hurting, as they say, on Big T. There is no way around that. I'm still not sure how much of one, but the damage to his physical health will be severe. That's not my dilemma. My dilemma involves the how. No, I'm not worried about getting caught. This part has been planned out. Big T received an invitation to Swag Daddy's blowout. He is entering through what he believes is a VIP entrance. It is not. In fact, it is not even the location of the party. Loud music blasts from down the corridor, but it is just for show. It is only Big T and I in this warehouse. I wear gloves. I have weaponry on me, I always do, though it will not be needed. Big T is drawing closer to me, so let's get back to my dilemma. Do I strike him without warning, or do I give him what some might consider a sporting chance? This isn't about morality or fair play or any of that. It matters to me none, what the general populace would label this. I've been in many scrapes in my day. When you do battle, rules rapidly become null and void. Bite, kick, throw sand, use a weapon, whatever it takes. Real fights are about survival. There are no prizes or praise for sportsmanship. There is a victor. There is a loser. The end. It doesn't matter whether you cheat. In short, I have no qualms about simply striking this odious creature when he's not ready. I am not afraid to take, again, to use common vernacular, a cheap shot. In fact, that had been my plan all along. Jump him when he's not ready. Use a bat or a knife or the butt of a gun. Finish it. So why the dilemma now? Because I don't think breaking bones is enough here. I want to break the man's spirit, too. If tough guy Big T were to lose a purportedly fair fight to little old me, I am older, much slighter, far prettier, it's true. The very visual dictionary definition of effete, it would be humiliating. I want that for Big T. He is only a few steps away. I make my decision and step out to block his path. Big T pulls up and scowls. He stares at me a moment. I smile at him. He smiles back.